祝福那边退休会也挑染他们心里对你的爱，请你祝福我们这段时间在一起，为我们讲完祈祷，求你与我们同在，奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen. So, we're going to change a little bit of the schedule. The Cantonese session has the announcement towards the end, but I'd like to ask everybody now to please rise up and greet each other. Good morning, please.
请大家互相问候。
Sorry.
It's okay, you didn't
worry.
No, it's okay, don't worry. I don't do this often. The first time I was so nervous. You've been great, huh?
Thank you. Actually, they pretty much know me, so I forgot I should probably introduce myself
okay.
to them. Yeah, but it's okay. I don't think that's important. It's in the program.
Okay. Well, thank you. Now that you have a chance to meet each other, I'd like to go through some of the announcements in the bulletins. As you know, it's Pastor Jack's sabbatical. He will be out for the next, I think, the remaining 5 months.
Do you want me to translate this too?
Oh, you don't have to, yeah. And by the way, Esther will translate or will cover the announcement in the Cantonese sessions. I think some of the announcements might be different.
Yeah, we have some of the report in our program here already said. He said it's English part, so I won't translate.
Okay. Next weekend is a celebration for Diane, who is retiring after 33 years of service to the church. Please join me and the rest of the congregation in wishing her well in retirement. It will be at the fellowship hall at 10:30. And lastly, the church collect offerings, and offering is an expression of faith and also of a way for us to utilize God's resources to continue to do work for Him. If you wouldn't mind, let me pray for the offering. Thank you, Lord.
Sorry. 我们现在因为姿势有点不相同，现在我们是先为我们的奉献祈祷。
Thank you, God, for blessing us with so many riches, with the time, the health, and also the means to fulfill your work in this time that we have on earth. I pray that you will make use of this blessing that we are about to give back to you, and that you can multiply and continue to enhance your work in this kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Of all.
Peace to you, brothers, sisters, and friends. How are you?
各位平安，你哋好嘛？
First of all, let's come to Father in prayer.
我哋而家一齐祈祷。
Dear Heavenly Father, dear old Abba Father, we praise you for what you have done, gathering us to worship you today. May your Spirit come to help us, and may you grant us your wisdom and understanding so that we could know the mysteries that was hidden for ages past. We pray all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Okay.
So, it's great to be here.
好高興我有個機會喺呢度。
This is a familiar place for me because my mom worshipped in the Mandarin service.
張牧師嘅母親係喺呢度聚會嘅，所以呢個地方對佢嚟講好熟悉。
And also, when I come in, there are actually some people actually recognize my wife, Winnis. Winnis, would you please stand?
Winnis, 大家好多人好識佢，所以。这个是张师母。
And actually, because she actually gave some workshops here before.
她以前在我这里主持过一个讲座。
And so we're really happy to come here and visit you again.
我们很高兴从有这个机会来这里探望各位。
Now, do you believe there is a God?
你们相信有神吗?
But then, you know, it's really good for people here because people know here know God.
太好了，但因为我们认识神，所以相信神。
But nowadays, out there, you know, when you step out the church, you're entering a mission field.
但是呢，一离开这个教会，你好像入到另外一个另外一個
宣道嘅工
作，宣道嘅工作啊，係啊。
But so, and you know, it's very difficult out there.
你知道非常的困難傳福音。
Yeah, it's very difficult to spread the gospel out there in the mission field. When you step out of the church, it's a mission field.
一離開呢個教會時候，呢個宣道宣道
工場
非常要傳福音非常的困難。
Because, for example, someone might ask you, you know, if God really existed, then why don't you ask him to show himself? Then we might see him and believe. Have you ever run into that question?
很多人就會問話，如果真的有神的話，叫他顯現給我看，我就相信了。
Have you ever seen that? Show him to me, so I believe.
有没有人这样跟你说呢?
And they will challenge you, right?
他们这样挑战你,
since God doesn't show it right away, you know, how can they believe you?
神没显现给我看, 我怎样可以相信你呢?
The concept of God is sort of like the genie, right? You rub the lamp three times and he comes in, comes out.
他们对神的观念就好像那个神阿拉丁神灯一样，你咁样拆三次咧，神就会出现。
This kind of God, would you like to obey this kind of God?
你愿意信服？
Who's the master? You are the. Are you the master or the God is the master?
你愿意信服咁样嘅神咩？你系主人咧，定系呢个神系主人咧
？So you know, people have very strange concept of God.
所以人对神嘅观念非常嘅好离奇。
But actually, God really has shown himself, but man still doesn't want to believe.
其实神已经显现了他自己，但是人不愿意相信。
There are two questions you could ask for this phenomena.
在这种情形之下，你可以有问两个问题。
One is, when did God show himself?
第一个是，几时神曾经显现过他自己？
And we will answer this later on.
这个我们一会儿先去回答这个问题。
But we can ask another question first.
另外一个问题我们先来问呢。
How does one believe in something?
一個人點樣可以相信某一種事情呢?
How does one really trust another person? Can I ask that?
我們人點樣去信任另外一個人?
For example, why do you believe coming to Golden Gate Church will be good for you?
舉例講,你點解知道嚟金門教會對你有益處呢?
I trust everybody come here and see you're sitting here. You must believe it is good to be here, right?
我哋各位坐喺度一定係相信嚟呢度對我哋有好處嘅。
啱唔啱啊?
啱唔啱?
So did someone tell you about Golden Gate?
係咪有人同你提過金門教會呢?
How did you believe what he said?
你點解會相信佢講嘅呢?
Maybe you have been you haven't seen it for good. It was good for someone else.
或者你睇有人去過金門教會係對佢係好好嘅。
Maybe you came and tried it out and find that hey, this is good.
或者你自己嚟呢度係試過係覺得係真嘅係好嘅對你。
Therefore you believe this is true.
所以你就相信
So for any truth claim, if there were some facts behind it, then it's easier to believe. Would you agree?
所以如果有啲事實根據咧，做背景咧，你就好容易相信一件事。
啱唔啱咧？ 你我係需要你哋回答㗎。
Is that true? I need your answer.
哇，好嘢！ So for man to believe there is a God, especially the invisible God, it is not easy.
所以要人去相信一個睇唔見嘅神，唔係好容易嘅。
But God knows how hard it is for us.
但係上帝知道呢件事對好多人非常嘅困難。
Therefore he allows someone to have some experience with him.
所以呢佢就喺歷史上面俾咗一啲人 一啲特別嘅人俾佢哋有啲經驗佢嘅經驗，經歷過佢嘅經驗。
Then through this story, that would help us to believe him and find him.
又經過佢哋嘅經歷，佢哋可以相信神。
So actually, he's looking for us in the first place. So that we might return to him.
所以有呢件事可以知道神係喺神喺度揾我哋，所以我哋可以相信佢。
Why?
點解咧？
I think you all know the answer, right? There's only one explanation.
只有一個解釋。
Because he loves us.
因為佢愛我哋。
Now that we have some idea how one could believe in another, let's think about our first the question I asked way at the beginning, right? That is, when did God have show himself to us?
現在我們知道人怎樣可以相信一件事這個問題之後，我們知道這個問題之後，我們回翻第一個問題，我們神幾時顯現過他自己？
It's not like rubbing that lamp three times and poof, he's here, right?
唔係好似阿拉丁神插嗰個神阿拉丁神燈，然後咧神突然間出現咁樣。
No, he appears at his own time and his place.
神係根據佢自己嘅時間同埋佢自己嘅地方嚟演繹佢自己。
And we'll find the answer in today's scripture.
我哋由今日嘅經文嚟。
So, can you advance? Oh, yeah, very good. Okay. Now we can read this verse together.
我哋一齊讀呢個經文。
Maybe you can read that in Cantonese a little bit later.
是,
okay. And then we'll read it first in English, and Esther will read it in Cantonese. Okay. The gospel is what he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的。
So from this verse, we see that in order for people to find him, God lets someone special, right? Who are the special people? You had to answer. Who are the special people?
从呢节经
the prophet
the prophet 从呢节经文入面，我哋睇到神愿意人揾到佢，神系特别。让一啲特别嘅人就系咩啊？你哋可以回答呢个问题。呢咩系呢啲特别嘅人？神先俾佢哋经历到佢，系先知系啦。
系啦，冇错。啊，如果我有糖 ，if I have candy， I'll draw the candy。
如果佢有啲糖，佢可以请你食，而家晚上。
But and also the story is written。It was written down, right? And what he did, right? Where did he write written down this story? Where?
神喺边度写低呢啲故事咧？佢嘅故事
有 especially that is in the Old Testament, right? Romans is the New Testament. At that time, New Testament was not written down yet. So when Paul wrote about this, he was referring to.The Old Testament.
系保罗写呢个罗马书嘅时候，佢系讲呢个先知系讲到古时候喺旧约圣经入面讲嘅，同耶稣嘅事迹记喺圣经入面，系喺旧约入面。
Very good. Now, people could find out about God through these records, and His intention toward us was good and not evil.
人可以从呢啲事迹就知道，原来真嘅有神，而且佢知道佢系对我哋纯洁系好意好心，唔系恶意。
But how do we know？
我哋点知道咧
？That is because he wants people to know about the good news, the gospel。
因为佢要带俾人嘅系一个福音，系一个好消息。
And the basic content of the gospel is a what? Can you read that in the scripture? What is it? The basic content of this gospel is.
呢个福音嘅本质系咩咧？系一个知唔知道？有冇人可以讲？
啊？
呢个福音嘅本质系乜嘢？
系个经文有冇 ？What is written in this scripture? What is written in this verse? Can you find the answer for that?
答案系喺呢节经文入面，这福音。是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，是了，这个福音的本质就是一个应许。
So, did you get that? You can speak louder, okay? So that we can hear you. What is the basic characteristic of the gospel? What is it? It's a promise.
是，福音的本质就是一个应许。
So what is a promise?
乜嘢系应许？
A promise is is what a person committed to do for some other people, right?
一个应许就系一个人对另外一个人所做出嘅一个许诺。
And he guarantees that he will do it, right?
佢就打呢个许诺咧，就系佢打咗保单，佢一定会完成呢个许诺。
That brings a commercial up to mind, right? The Men's Warehouse.Right, he said, "I guarantee it." Right?
佢而家谂起一个广告系 Men's Warehouse 呢个铺，佢话我保证你嘅我嘅你嘅产品系点样
？So, then what did he God promise? Who did he make this promise to?
所以神对咩人做咗咩应许咧？许诺
？Was this promise really recorded in the Old Testament?
这个喜乐是真正的记在旧约圣经里面吗？
What did verse 3 said?
我们看一看第三节。
Ah, okay, good. Thank you. The controller up there is great. he helped me advance the PowerPoint. Then perhaps I don't need this.
They're good.
Okay. All right, that's read verse 3. This promise was concerning his son who was descended from David according to the flesh.
论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督按入肉体说是从大卫后裔生的。
So this particular promise was really recorded in the Old Testament.
这个应许呢是在圣经里面可以找到答案，可以找到这个应许的。
So if we look for it, we will find it in the conversation between the prophet Nathan and King David.
我们小心去找的话呢，可以看从先知拿单和以色列王大卫他们中间的谈话里面可以找到答案。
And this conversation was recorded in 2 Samuel 7.
这件事记载在撒母耳记下的第七章。
Let me tell you a little bit about what's going on at that time. So at that time, under God's protection, King David finally united the 12 tribes of Israel and overcame all her enemies.
那个时候，大卫王在神的护佑之下，统一了以色列12个支派，而且征服了周邻国所有的敌人。
And therefore, David wanted to build a temple for God.
所以大卫王呢就好想为神建一个圣殿。
Is that a good thing?
是不是好好呢这件事？
So, but to his surprise,
但是想不到哦，
God stopped him and said the following.
神没给他过这个圣殿。
So instead of you building a house for me, I'll build you a house.
反过来讲，神话，而且你为我建一个圣殿，我要为你建立一个家室。
So, what does God mean by that?
这个是什么意思呢？
You know, can a God build a house for people? I mean, sure.I love San Francisco. Can God build a house for me in San Francisco?
神可以为我们建造家室，这个对大卫来讲是一个一个问题。
It's a strange, right? It's a strange saying.
他觉得这种说法非常的奇怪。
I want to build your house, and now you turn around, you're going to build a house for me?
我要为你建造一个圣殿。你不答应，你要为我建立家室。
You know how expensive it is in San Francisco to build a house?
在三藩市，建屋是很贵的。
But that's so. Let's find out what did God really mean by that.
我们来看看这个神在这件事的心意是什么。
So this verse can be found in 2 Samuel 7:12.
在撒母耳下第七章十二节。
So let's read that in English first, and then Esther will read that in Cantonese. When your days are fulfilled, and you lie down with your fathers, I'll raise up your offspring after you, who still come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish.The throne of his kingdom forever.
你受宿满足与你列祖同睡的时候，我不使你的后裔继续你的位，我也不坚定他的国，他必为我的名建造殿宇，我不坚定他的国位。直到永远。Actually, I think they can read. Was you reading English? They can read it themselves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Then we can skip the translation for the verses. Oh, great. Okay.
Because my reading is not good.
All right. Now that we know that God what meant by building a house for David, he really doesn't mean build a house. He really means building a kingdom for him.
在英文神是对大卫说，我要为你建造一个屋， 其實係佢唔係講實際嘅一個房子，佢係講建立加息加加息加息。
So, he will make a son of David to reign in his throne forever and ever.
他要使他的家，他的后裔，接结束他的王位，然后这个位置呢要存到永远永远。
So what else?
还有什么呢？
So we need to go to the next verse.
我们看下一段经文。
And I'll just read that in English, and then you can read follow along in Chinese.
你们自己看中文。
I'll be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. When he commits iniquity, I will discipline him with the rod of men, with the stripes of the sons of men.
读咗，你哋读好了吗？ Okay.
Okay, next verse.Alright, let's read that in English together. But my steadfast love will not depart from him, and I took it from Saul, whom I put away from before you. Next verse. And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me. Your throne shall be established forever.So isn't this wonderful?
是不是很好啊?
God will raise up a son of David to sit on his throne forever and ever.
神会会兴起一位大卫的后裔，继承他的位置，一直到永远。
God made this promise to David about 1,000 years before Christ.
这个是主前一千年以前，神向大卫做的应许。
But did you detect a little problem in his promise?
你有冇睇见呢个应许里面有啲漏洞咧？
It's like a loophole, right?
好似有一个问题，一个漏洞。
But there, so let's look at verse 14.
我哋睇一睇第十四节。
Let's read that again and see whether you can detect this problem.
我哋你哋自己好好读睇呢段经文，然后睇睇呢段经文里面有咩问题。
Okay, let's read verse 14 together in English. I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. When he commits iniquity, I will discipline him with the rod of men, with the stripe of the son of man. Do you see any problem with this?
你喺呢段经文有冇睇到咩问题咧
？Well, actually, during David's time, there is another prophet named Ethan the Israelite.
喺大卫嗰个时候，就有另外一位先知，佢叫做以斯拉人，系一个以斯拉人以探。
He seemed to be quite concerned about this little problem. To him, this is a pretty big problem in this promise.
他好似喺神呢个应许入面咧，睇见一个有一个隐忧喺嗰度，有一个问题。
So what would happen to this son of David if for some reason he really fall into the hands of man？
如果呢位大卫嘅后人真嘅落到人嘅帐、人嘅鞭下嘅话，鞭杖冇眼，万一佢俾人杀死了怎么办啊？
Yeah, what happened if he really got killed by the hands of man?
这个后人被人杀了之后怎么办呢？
So apparently Ethan was so concerned about it, he wrote a psalm about it.
以探为这个隐忧，凭这个隐忧就记下来了。他在诗篇里面这样问，诗篇八十九篇。
So he wrote,Psalm 89 to record this to record his concern.
他在诗篇八十九篇里面和他的隐忧记载下来。
So, let's read that about his question about this. Okay, Psalm 89:48.
我们读读诗篇八十九篇四十八节，他怎样写下他的隐忧。
What man can live and never see death? who can deliver his soul from the power of Sheol. So this is a big problem, isn't it?
这个是不是一个很大的问题?
Isn't it a legitimate concern? If the son of David somehow meets an untimely death, how could the promise ever be fulfilled?
这个真是一个难题, 万一这个大卫的后人真的被人害死了, 怎么神的应许, 怎么可以应验呢?
And Ethan has no answer. He just written, he was so concerned about, he just wrote down this question and left it unanswered.
这位先知他不知道答案, 所以他写下他的问题。
Then this mystery stayed unanswered for almost 1,000 years.
这个很神秘的问题, 没有答案, 这样的, 经过1,000年。
Then 1,000 years later, Jesus came.
1,000年之后耶稣来了。
And after seeing the wonders and signs of Jesus, many Jews believe him and believe that he must be the son of David, the anointed one, the Messiah, the Christ.
犹太人看见, 耶稣的所作所为, 认定他就是神应许的那个后人。 那位受膏者是那位弥赛亚,那位基督。
But to their surprise, Ethan's concern came true. Jesus was murdered by the hands of men.
后来真的想不到,好像先知以探,他所担心的,这位他们应许的弥赛亚竟然被人杀死了。
Then how could God's promise be fulfilled?
咁神嘅应许点啊？唔系就落空咩？落空。
So like a candle that got snuffed out, there's no hope for a dead man, right?
人死如灯灭，人死咗仲有咩希望咧？
Isn't this our own view? Isn't this our own way of looking at things?
我哋系咪又系咁样想咧？
There are so many tragedies in the news lately, right? I mean, almost every week, someone got killed, someone got murdered.
最近几乎每个星期发生了许多的灾难，死伤好多人。
So many people died and got injured. And how do we think about the survivors?
那些人死了，很多人死了，但是我们怎么看那些 没死那些活下来的人呢?
Do we see them as and believe that, wow, they're so lucky, at least they're not dead, right?
我们是不是觉得那些存活下来的人是比那些死了的人幸运一点,没死嘛,最起码?
Even if they suffer severe injuries, but as long as they're alive, they have hope, right?
或者他们有很多人受重伤,但是只要他是活着的,他还有希望。
If we were alive, then we have hope. If we were dead, all hopes are lost.
就是说,如果我们从活着,我们从有些希望,人死了,什么希望都没有了。
Is that right? Is that what you think?
我们一般人是这么想的。So
since Jesus died on the cross, how could the promise of God to David could ever be fulfilled?
既然耶稣基督死在十字架上, 神对大卫的应许怎么样可以不落空呢?
So this is the mystery hidden for long ages past.
这个是千年以来的一个奥秘。
Could it ever be answered?
这个奥秘有没有答案呢?
Let's see Romans 1:4.
我们看看罗马书第一章第四节。
Let's read that together. And he was declared to be Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Wow. The four Gospels recorded not only the death of Jesus, but also the resurrection of Jesus.
在四福音里面，不但记载了耶稣的死，又记载了他的复活，这个就是福音的重点。
Yeah, this is the main point of the gospel. This is the testimony of the disciples about Jesus' resurrection.
这就是门徒为耶稣从死里复活的见证。
So no one had ever seen God.
所以从来没人见过神。
The only Son himself God, who is in the closest fellowship with the Father, has made God known.
唯有在父怀里的他的独生子耶稣基督将他表明出来。
When you see the resurrection of Jesus, then you know indeed God has shown himself.
你看到耶稣从死里复活，你就知道真的有神。
But you and I didn't see the resurrection, did we?
但是我们没看见他，我们没亲眼见他的复活。
But how do you and I know?
我们怎样知道呢？
That's why, that's the point of the gospel.
这个就是福音的本意。
So you see how God is so awesome, right? This God is so faithful.
这位神是又伟大又可靠。
So should you and I believe in him?
我们相不相信呢?
Should you and I believe in the testimony of Jesus' disciples?
我们相不相信那些门徒为耶稣做的见证呢?
That is why, you know, I wish every brother and sisters, you go forth and go out today after service, have this faith so strong in you. It says, gosh, God, my God is so faithful, not even death can break his promise.
我们今天出去，我就应该相信神的信实，死亡都不可以not even death can
stop him, or can break his promise.
他耶稣虽然死了，但是死亡都不可以改变他的应许。
And you're not snuffed out. You live forever and ever in Christ.
人死不是灯灭。
耶稣死了，他复活了，我们又有这个希望。
人死不是灯灭。
人死不是灯灭。
同不同意？同不同意？同意。有没有这样的信心？ Do you have that kind of faith? Do you?
我们有没有这种信心？
Sounds like very little. Do you have that kind of faith?
Yes.
Go out and be faithful and be strong in your faith. Yes, we have got that kind of conviction.
我们要有继续忠心，有这种很坚定的信心。
Let's pray. O Abba Father, we praise you for your revelation to us.
感谢主你对我们的启示。
Thank you for sending your Spirit to help us.
多谢你将圣灵赐给我们。
Thank you for granting us your wisdom and understanding so that we could know the mystery that was hidden for long ages past.
多谢你俾我哋聪明智慧，明白你千古以来嘅对我哋嘅应许。
Thank you for strengthening our faith.
多谢你坚定我哋嘅信心。
We pray all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
我哋奉耶稣基督嘅圣名祈求。Amen.
Amen.
Would you stand with me and we sing our last song? When I mountains have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior, how great thou art, and how great thou art. And then sinks my soul, my Savior God, to thee, and how great thou art, and how great thou. Send him to die, I scarce can take it in. And I see on the cross my burden gladly bearing. He bled and died to take away. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, and how great thou art, and how great thou art. And then sings my soul.